your personality. Like Mussolini and Kennedy, I'm the cult of personality, the cult of personality, the cult of personality.
And we're live, everybody. What's up? It's the Terrible Tech Show. Let me turn this off here. Boom. Hey, how's everybody doing? just decided to go live today. It is me. It is Chris McManamy. I don't give a shit what Footer says or what Halls in Seattle says. It's not McNamara. I know Footer likes to give me a hard time with that shit on Wednesday nights, but it is me. It is Chris McManamy. What's going on, everybody? I know it's an impromptu show here, but thought I'd just hop in here. I got a little bit of free time here in between all the 4th of July stuff, and thought I would hop on the mic here and see what's up with everybody. So I'm gonna adjust that shit. I started a website for all the shows, because I figured it would be it'd be easier to give out. It's a hosted WordPress site, very low budget. It is terribletechshow.wordpress.com. I got all the links there, and I'll even go to the site and maybe give you guys some little pointers here. Let's do that right now. If I can type. I need to make this simpler. This is a pain in the ass. .com. All right. Boom. That'll take you to the site. There's I got a feed right there. My Twitter timeline is there on the right. So you can follow me there on Twitter at Chris McManamy. And in the upper right corner, actually, it tells you right there on the welcome. On the welcome home screen, it's got the listening there. It's got the link to the live broadcast right there. It's the very first one, and then the I'm paying for this Mexican, but anyway, you can listen if you have a podcast app. You can subscribe to the RSS or an RSS reader if you like. I use the IPP podcast player on Android on my Galaxy S3, and it is awesome. It's got the link there, and then also the other thing with the Podomatic is that since I have limited storage, obviously very low budget, like I stated about 900 times, I go ahead and rotate those out. But I ran into an issue. I was like, how can I get the rest of the episodes up when I have limited space available? And so that's when I found the Internet Archives. It's the link's right there. It's archives. It's Internet is the not-for-profit archive.org, and you can either download the shows directly if you have a web browser. You know, I think it's from any web browser, even if you have like a smartphone. But you can download some of the older shows there that aren't being rotated out on Podomatic. And then also below that, I just stumbled upon that because I was just trying to find a Google search. I was like, how can I host my MP3? Because I record everything in MP3 format. It's 64K. So I was thinking to myself, how in the hell can I save all these MP3s and not have to pay for hosting with my low budget preface? So I found the Internet Archive. I'll dump them there. That all the episodes are there. At some point I may try to throw them out like a live stream or something. But at least for now, they're all there. You know, if you want to check out some old episodes that aren't on, that you don't see in your subscription, if you subscribe through like iTunes or, you know, your favorite podcast player, whatever it may be, you can download them there. It'll download MP3 format. I think there's even a whenever you go to the archives, I think there's even an embedded browser. You can just, and it's like all of them listed, blah, 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 all of them. Starting from my first episode, which I dubbed episode 2, because if you don't get really technical, my first episode was me rambling for 9 minutes just to see if I had the balls to do it. So that was before I was live. There's a few of those. There are a few of those that were strictly podcast only. But now that I figured out how to do this shit live for very little budget, it's worked out quite nicely. So you can listen live. But anyway, the archives are there. There's some of the old, you know, some of my first stuff that's not on Podomatic, because I have to rotate those out because of my limited space on there. But there's also the iTunes link. If you have an iOS device, you can subscribe there. And you can also, if those links don't work, if you have problems or whatever, you can just search for the Terrible Tech Show official and it'll come up as the Terrible Tech Show official podcast. You'll find it. It's not hard to find. It's using the freaking Podomatic logo, for Christ's sake. So that's new. It took me forever to launch that, aside from my personal WordPress site. But this is the one for the show. It's got all the different ways you can listen to the show and subscribe and download and all that. Hell, give me a follow on Twitter, for crying out loud. Why not? Just hit the follow link there. It'll take you to your Twitter page if I have to sign in or whatever. But you can check out my feed right there if you're really stinking bored, which is pretty sad if you're sitting here watching my watch my feed. Oh man. Ugh. As far as I'm even doing the show after the meal I ate this evening, the local VFW hall had a taco night. So, as you can imagine, there's a local place. It's called Taco Way. It used to be in town, but they closed up for whatever reason. And the same people are running a taco stand. So they do tacos at the local VFW, and it was awesome. I think I tweeted a picture of the burrito I had, and I call it Lodge Tacos, and I had a wicked awesome burrito that I'm still belching up, which I know is awesome for radio. And then the picture above that is Mandy's the taco salad she ate, which is just a monster. So that was very interesting. So That's a lot of that. You can also, so now that I did that, now that I got all that out of the way, you can, you went to the website. That's new. It's terribletechshow.wordpress.com. I think I've thrown it up there on Twitter. Just start troll my timeline. You'll find it. I may even throw it out there again, but, those are the different ways to listen. And then also, if you want to get in on the show, it's just probably me. Let's see if I have any. Yep, no listeners. Awesome. Hit me up on Skype. I'll be here for a while. I don't know how long I'll be here. Just however long I feel like it. So you can just look for a Terrible Tech Show. You can find me there. It's my goofy ass pictures on the page there. You'll find me and Chris.McManamy. You can put that in for the account name. Whatever. It's just Terrible Tech Show. You can find me there. Hit me up on Skype. We'll talk. We'll say what's up. I am on the air. We are live. We're doing it live. Fuck it. We're doing it live. So that's that. I hope everybody had a good, safe 4th of July on Thursday. I know some people are probably still celebrating, and I know in downtown St. Louis they're shooting off fireworks tonight at 9:15. So yeah, that's I'm not going to those. I've had enough. I've had enough of the goddamn fireworks and going out and sweating my balls off. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm done. I'm gonna stay in my nice cool air conditioning and suck that up and freeze my ass off. So 68 degrees. So, that's that. I'm just looking at the old Twitter machine here and just seeing what's going on. If anybody's out there, they're out there. I have no clue what I'm doing. As I stated, I'll just go out here. I just go out here and fucking wing it. That's what I do. I just wing the shit. Oh man. What do I want to talk about? There's a lot of stuff I want to talk about. I don't even know where to begin. Do I start about bitching about people trying to drag me into mainly work related? I know it's exciting for a lot of people here, but what's this? Okay. Yeah, I'm scatterbrained here, but wonder if I should start off by complaining about some shit that's been going on where I've been getting dragged into a couple of different directions, and mainly it's not my job. Basically, is what it comes down to. I don't get paid. Look, here it is. I know it's a hard concept for people to understand. So, you know, in my Twitter profile, it says. The very first thing it says on my project engineer, that basically means I am responsible for executing IT-related projects. So I get all this bullshit like, oh, well, you're here, can you do this? No. Look, guy, it doesn't work that way, okay? You pay for fucking support. You know, that's why they're there. Use it. I cannot, you know, obviously I say it a little bit nicer, even though I have no filter, but it is a little bit... I say it a little bit nicer, but it really pisses me off sometimes when people try to take advantage of me and my presence at a site. And of course, I tell them, look, call support; they'll help you out. You know, that's all I can do. You know, if it's not related to any project that I'm working on. Yeah, I really don't care. Basically, that's what it comes down to. I don't want to try not to sound like a dick. When I have to tell people, you know, I do have a little bit of couth and a little bit of etiquette, just a little bit, so just a little bit of etiquette. Yeah, I know it's hard to believe, right? If some of you check me out, hanging out in the chats and stuff like that on Radio Fubar and More Like Radio, I have no couth. I have very little etiquette, very little etiquette. So. It really just gets under my skin. It just fucking irritates me. And I have some people that just don't... They say they get it. Like, oh, okay, yeah. And then they're just completely fucking relentless. Like, this morning, I was getting emails. It's like, I am not doing this shit. This is not me. I almost just fucking deleted it and put a rule that I'm not going to do it. But then I voiced my concerns higher up the chain. I was like, look, this guy's doing this. What can we do about it? And he told me, he's like, you know what, just send them to me, whatever. You know, just, I understand where you're coming from. Just, send me the emails. So I sent him all the emails I got, and I was like, you know what, that's not my problem. It is not my problem. The project, you know, the project service line, oh, I don't even know if I get into that. That's just a fucking, that'll just get me all pissed off. But, oh, man. That was that really gets me all fired up, and then you know, getting bombarded with projects, you know, when I shouldn't be. I mean, getting fucking blindsided by staying busy is great. I don't have a problem with it, but you can't go around the system. You cannot dodge the system. Shit doesn't work that way. It is quite the battle, and I will be voicing my concerns again come Monday. I thought about doing it over email on my phone, but I was out. I'm like, I don't want to fucking deal with this. It's, you know what, it is what it is. So that's that. Let me go ahead and I'm tired. So that was my excuse me, that was my excitement yesterday, oh, this past week, and fucking psycho people, just psychos, you know, it's completely fucking bipolar people that piss me off. Ooh, why don't you say what you really feel? Yeah, okay, so, Yeah, that was me going on a little bit of a rant, but I know I wanted to talk about some other stuff. I don't know if I want to get too real, but I know I wanted to. I know something that came up. It was something that came up while I heard on Podcast Wars. It was a Damage Control. I think it was talking. It was like I think they were broadcasting a Father's Day episode or something, and I kind of wanted to touch base on that a little bit. It's kind of hard for me to talk about because I don't like to open up a whole lot. I'm not real big. My method, I keep all the shit bottled up, and I'm not one to really get into it. But I figured, hey, yeah, I don't talk to my family about it. They try to talk to me about it. I don't want to talk about it. You know, the relationship that I don't have with my father anymore. Yeah, it's been completely severed and destroyed. So I figure, you know, I know a lot of people, they find radio as a way out, like a venue, so to speak, to talk about things like this. I have a hard time with it, so hopefully if anybody's listening, just, you know, if you could bear with me while I get through this. I haven't been on the air much since Father's Day. I think I've only done maybe two episodes. I've done two, maybe three live shows in the month, and I always forget to talk about it, but I'm not one to hold back. So it all started. No, I'm going on the couch now. But before I do, if anybody wants to get in on this, hit me up on. I got Skype running. You can call me on Skype. I don't know if it works. I think I got all my shit hooked up right on my mixer. So Skype's really kind of fucking weird about shit like that. Oh man, okay. Yeah, just search for Terrible Tech Show or Chris.McManamy, whichever. It's not Mac, definitely not McNamara. I checked. It is McManamy. So don't worry, don't freak out. Somebody's like, oh, I heard it was McNamara, whatever. And I was like, no, that's fucking Footer K, can't read. What can I say? I think he's just busting my balls. It's all good. I'll get into this. I'd say it all started. You know, I'm on the shrinks couch now. It all started. Oh gosh, how many years ago? I'd say almost 10 years ago. Maybe it goes back further than that because I know some people out there, you know, may have a similar situation, may not. But it actually goes back way back to when my parents divorced, and. We went to live with my dad. Now, I know if he were here, he'd probably say different, but he wasn't the easiest guy. He wasn't the easiest guy to talk to at all. And I don't feel that I had a decent enough relationship with him. You know, it's like there's people out there you can go to you know, you could talk to people, you know, whether it's, you know, parent, aunt, uncle, cousin, best friend, radio, whatever. You can go talk to people, but I didn't have that. I don't feel I had that because, I mean, the relationship I had with my mom was okay, but she wasn't around since it was like a visitation type of thing where we could go, you know, we could spend like every other weekend or some shit like that. Of course, I was 9 years old, so I didn't really know. I didn't understand really the ramifications of what had just happened with the divorce. And we had just moved to a new town, and I was still, you know, getting used to school. You know, the new school, a completely new way of life for me. And excuse me, sorry. So I was getting used to all that and tried to live with my dad. And of course, me being, and then I got a little bit older, You know, that was a typical dickhead teenager, and the world revolved around me, and I didn't give a shit. You know, really didn't give a shit about anybody. I wanted to hide out in my room all the time and didn't want to talk to anybody. So maybe that was my problem with communication. But I didn't think my dad was very, very approachable when I was younger. And then I got, as I got a little bit older, I didn't think he was very approachable. And I got older, and then of course, what didn't help is my dog freaking barking right now. Oh, God, dog, shut up. I'm telling the fucking story here. Shut up. Sorry, guys. Oh, boy, my dog's really barking at something. See, if I had a co-host here, we could go on and... Oh, what the hell is she barking at? But anyway, I'm going to try to go on with the story. She's barking and fucking who knows. Hopefully it's maybe my wife and daughter coming home. But I got a little bit... Anyway, I forget. I got a little bit old. Hopefully you guys can't hear any of that. But hold on a second. I'm gonna mute this microphone real quick. Sorry about that. I just wanted to scream at my dog to shut up. But anyway, I think I was talking about... Oh, yeah. I got to be a teenager, and of course, my dad was get back in the dating game at the time, and my current stepmother, to it was now, we didn't exactly see eye to eye, but you know, we butted heads quite a bit, and I don't know. Oh, we went through some spats back and forth, typical stepmother, stepchild, you know, stepparent, stepchild things. I didn't exactly know. I didn't think I was doing anything wrong, but apparently I was, you know, I don't know. Yeah, this is hard for me to talk about, but we went through some things, and I don't know if I was trying to, you know, think she was replacing my mom or what the deal was. I didn't think that was the case. I don't know. But I think this all started. Well, besides that, that was my, you know, a lot of that was my problems talking about this, which I don't know. I'm not that good at expressing, you know, communicating feelings, things like that. I don't know. I guess maybe I just think about it too much instead of just feeling it. But it boiled over when I found out that we were all going to be moving into a new house. And I basically said, I'm not living with her. I'm moving out. I'm leaving. I'm not living with her. I refused because I had a bad feeling that things were going to be a lot worse for me. And I was going to have a very different life. I had a feeling if I was going to go live with my dad at that time, I think I was 17 or 18 years old. I don't know. I might have been, I might be 18 years old. You know, just still a punk, you know, still a punk kid. I'm 30 now. But I ended up moving in with my mom and my stepdad. And things, I think I'd left my dad a note on the table and say, I'm leaving. I'm sorry things worked out this way. Chris, that's basically what I said. It was very short and pithy. And it was to the point. I was like, I'm leaving. I'm leaving. Goodbye. And I moved in. I grabbed all my stuff, threw it in my pickup truck, and I moved in unexpectedly. I feel kind of guilty because I think I maybe threw it on my mom, like you know, he threw me out basically, which I would say he most definitely did. But so I lived there. I lived with my mom and stepdad for probably 3 or 4 years, and I at that point I was already at rock bottom. I think I was completely down. I didn't care about anything or anyone. I mean, I was still dating. My wife. We were still dating at the time, and I just didn't care about anything or anyone. I just sulked in my room, and finally, it took her to say, you know what, you need to get your shit together, get in school, and get a job, or we're gonna have some problems. And it just. I was like, oh man, what do I do? It's amazing. My parents, anything my parents said didn't matter, but she, you know, maybe I guess that was a sign for me to get my shit together and get a job and get back to school, because I'd quit first year of community college, and I quit the job I was at because I was miserable. Yeah, I was a 19-year-old manager at a fast food restaurant, and I just couldn't deal with it, and it just got too much too fast, and I just wasn't mature enough. Excuse me. I guess I wasn't mature enough to deal with that. I hope I'm not boring you guys. Let me know. Hopefully I'm not boring anybody with this nonsense. It's not, like I said, it's not. I think I lost my one listener. excuse me. Yeah, shit's getting real. So I don't care. I had one listener, but looks like now I have none. So oh well, piss off. You can download it later anyway if you want to. So anyway. God, what was I saying? Oh yeah, I was talking about how to get my shit together, and I was 22 at the time, and then I started working and trying. At that point, I was trying to get back a relationship with my father, and I think that's where I was going with this. I was leading up to a lot of that shit, and that's where it started to go. Is I tried to get back in my dad's life and trying to get that relationship back, but at some point, it kind of fell off again. Because I think it might have fallen off again when I didn't pick him to be in my wedding party, and I think it maybe kind of hurt him. But I told him, I was like, I'm sorry, I made the best decision I could, and that was that. He basically shut me out. But the final coup de grace, besides the fact I would go over there and it would just feel cold, just that emotionally cold, I'd make the effort to go over there to my dad's house and visit and spend time over there, but they were just so fucking fixated on watching NASCAR or whatever, just totally ignore me. And I was like, all right, I'm leaving. And it's like, see ya. So that went on for, a couple of years. And then when I don't even know if he was real excited to find out that Mandy was pregnant. When we found out that we had been trying for a while, and even went through some fertility drugs like Clomid, things like that, because there was some problems there. And then we finally had Jessica, and I would try to call my of course my mom was there, and her, my mother-in-law, she was there right as Jessica was born. And of course, the numbers I had for my dad, I try to call his cell phone. He's like, nope, this isn't his phone. I'm like, all right, sorry, I didn't mean to bother you. And then I try to call his office phone. At the time, I don't even know if his fucking company's still in existence. But I went and tried to leave a voicemail at his office, and it was his voicemail. And then I left his voicemail at his house. And that was the day that, obviously the day Jesse was born. It was April 21st, 2009. I remember it like it was fucking yesterday. And I figured, you know what? He's not going to call me back. He must not want to be in my life. I'm done. That's it. At that point, I given up. So I figured at that point, he doesn't want to speak to me anymore. And I'm okay with that. And I do know where he lives. The weird thing is, he lives in the same town as me. It's not like some of these father-son relationships where they're 3,000 miles away. We are probably 13 miles away at the most. And the weird thing was, I never run into him or my stepmom at all. And we frequent quite a few common places where I would expect to probably run into them, and I don't, which is really weird. But I do know, my wife told me that he is still alive. I wouldn't know. We are no longer on, me and my dad are no longer on speaking terms. We haven't been for probably, at least as long as Jesse's been, over 4 years, maybe 5 years. I have not been on speaking terms. The way I see it is, we've gone our separate ways, and I'm okay with that. I am definitely okay with that. Definitely okay that I don't talk to my dad anymore. I know this is long overdue, and I think I lost a listener because of it. But oh well, it's fine. I don't care. I just express it myself. But basically, what it comes down to is, excuse me, my dad and I are no longer on speaking terms. That's what it comes down to. We are not speaking anymore, and we just kind of stopped. And it was one of those things where I put forth the effort, and he never put forth the effort back. So I said, I'm done. I give up. I'm done trying. You have an awesome granddaughter that you don't even know. And then what really kills me is I have to explain to her where my dad is, why he's not around, that he doesn't want to talk to me, and I don't have an answer why. But that's I think the hardest thing. And then I go to when I go to family functions, and of course they're asking me, he's like, have you seen your dad? Have you heard from your dad? I'm like, nope, and I don't care. I'm at a point now where I just don't. I have an awesome mom. I have an awesome I have an awesome stepdad. You know, I got in-laws that are okay. they're all right. So that's my spiel, basically. My dad lives on the other side of town, and we haven't seen nor spoken to each other in probably 5 years. And I guess that's, you know, his choice. And I think talking about this helps. I just hope if anybody's listening out there, I know it's all about me, or it's not the Red Show or the Mix. It's not Jenny Knightley. I know it's not on that level, but this is I'm doing the best I can with what I have, and it's me spilling my guts out, and it's really hard for me. It's hard for me to do, but I just wanted to get that out there that was my dad's story. I think I threw it out there on Twitter a couple of times that I'm gonna talk about it, and that was it. I don't have anything else to say about that. Okay, I sound like fucking Forrest Gump there, but I'm gonna take a break here. I might have a song. Let me see if I can find a song to play. I don't know. Let me see. I'll play a song. And where is it? I think I'll play. Okay. Show playlist. I think I'm gonna play some Alice in Chains here. And this is the Terrible Tech Show. Even though we've had no real tech talk. Not a lot, just me bitching and complaining, I guess, and whining and pissing and moaning, but I'm going to play this song, and I'll be right back, okay? Stay tuned. Thank you. Hey everybody, I'm back. That was a short break. That was some Alice in Chains there. That song kind of fucking rocks. Just go ahead and remove that. And we are back on the Terrible Tech Show. It is Chris McManamy. And it is McManamy, I promise. I promise. We're back on Caster FM. You can catch us at terribletech.caster.fm. No, us. Yeah, it's me. It's just fucking me. And all the information at terribletechshow.wordpress.com. Just go to my WordPress site. That's it. I got all the links there. And if you want to call in, Skype's open. I am not, thankfully, not paying for a number, so you'll just have to I'm drawing a blank here. Skype. Yep, Skype. Thank you. Oh shit. terrible. Search for Terrible Tech Show or Chris.McManamy is there. Oh man, couldn't get the player to work. What the fuck? Oh jeez, that sucks. Sorry, you can't get your player to work, Holly. This is a low rent, low budget disaster here. sorry you couldn't get it to work. You may just have to catch it on the download. I'll have it up on Podomatic soon as I feel like wrapping this shit up. And I'd like to thank looks like Joe, my buddy Joe out there in the Carolinas is listening to the Terrible Tech Show. Thank you, sir. Let me just reply back to Halls in Seattle here. And oh man, let's see. Okay, I'm gonna reply back to this. Dead air. There we go. After I'm done ranting, boom, I'll send that off. I know dead air is fucking awesome. So I don't know. Anybody comment on the experience on a phone? This is on an iPhone. If anybody has any tips for me, I have an Android phone. I haven't seen any issues. I don't pull up my own shit on a I don't have an iPhone anymore. But they won't let me. There's no way to get this on like TuneIn or anything like that unless I decided to pay for like my own hosting or some shit. Excuse me. That was kind of gross. Let me take a drink. Gotta keep my throat hydrated here so I can ramble on for longer and longer and longer. If anybody's got any feedback, hit me up on Skype or see if you can maybe a different browser. I don't know. Shit. I have no idea. I'm a fucking rookie at this. I might get into some tech stuff. I don't know if I talked about, I think I talked about it last week, but Windows 8.1. I think I talked about that last time. That might have been the last show I did. I don't even remember when the last fucking show I did. How sad is that? I can't remember this shit. And I think I would try to get to my NAS, but I think my NAS is offline. If I had any kind of power outage, my NAS is offline. Nope, just a short delay. Let me see here. That was on the 28th was my last show. So that would have been last Friday. So yeah, I think I did talk about Windows 8.1. And it's out in a preview. And I might be going to download that as soon as I get a backup image of my laptop, because I don't want to, because if you uninstall that, you're screwed. You need to recover if you install Windows 8.1. And I think some of the features, I might have even talked about this last week, were the start button's back, more integrated Bing. They did some visual crap that I don't really care about. And basically, you can bypass some of the Metro start menu. That's there. You can bypass that. That's one thing I wanted to talk about. If I don't even remember if I talked about that last week. I might have, so fucking sue me. I don't even know what I really want to talk about. I know. I bitched and bitched and bitched to Backup Exec. I bitched to Semantic this week because it really really pissed me off that we're putting out 2012 server, you know, Windows Server 2012 boxes, and of course there are still people that use Backup Exec. And so I knew that Service Pack 2 for beta was out, and I know I've talked about this on past shows, but it's still very relevant. So I bitched out Backup Exec. I bitched out Semantic again. Oh man, the Mexican I had just catching up with me still. Holy crap! Note to self: don't go eat Lodge Tacos before you decide to do a radio show. Maybe belching the whole fucking show. So anyway, I went to Semantic and I said, look. When are you going to support Server 2012 at all? And I get the typical, we will support a Service Pack 2. I was like, as a media server? Hello? Not everybody has fucking 10 servers to where they can run, you know, just add on a whim, run Server 2008 R2 because they don't have licenses. And sometimes I come off like very no filter and sometimes unethical. When it comes to software licensing, I am by the book. I don't fuck around, and I, you know, make sure that every, you know, licensing compliant as much as I can. That, you know, falls into my realm of my, you know, purpose in life. So they're like, oh yeah, you can run like Server 2008 R2, but your 2012 server cannot be the media server. It's got to be like a remote agent. Oh, I was pissed. I know I've talked about this. I've talked about this before, and it's just it just irritates me because I told him, I was like, "Oh, all right, then you guys can't support, you know, media servers, and we got a problem here because we're putting out, you know, we got a lot of small businesses, okay, not Fortune 500 companies, not, you know, places with like a 40-man IT staff, and so we have to rely on alternative methods now, and that's what I told Semantic. I even went through the rant on Twitter with them because I figure it's easier to get through to them. It's easier to get through that shit on Twitter than it is to try to call them, because then I get all pissed off at them. And of course I shared my frustration with the world just by doing the little period trick before the at when I'm mentioning them, so that way I can share my frustrations with the world, because everybody wants to know, I'm sure everybody wants to know why Backup Exec does not work on Server 2012. Everybody wants to know this. I don't care if you're not IT. I think it's great. It's compelling radio. Excuse me. So they said, oh, nope, sorry. You're out of luck. As soon as the next release comes out, you will get it. So I'm like, oh, great. When's the next release? We don't have a timetable for that. Awesome. That was just so exciting. And, of course, I had to go back and share with our project team and sales team and get all that oh, no, I closed my fucking dashboard. Oh, shit. Hopefully I'm still on. Oh, no. Am I still on the air? Okay, good. Whew. Oh, man. Oh, man. I panicked there. I was trying to switch between... sorry about that. I was trying to switch between tabs on Google Chrome because I got Caster FM. I got my control panel up here. And then I got my Twitter feed up here, so I can see what's going on, because I'm not looking at my phone. And there is a chat feature on here. I don't know. A lot of you probably are listening on phones and whatever. You're not listening on a computer per se. I got a little smudge on my laptop screen, motherfucker. What the hell is that? Shit! I got a little smudge on my laptop screen. But anyway. I think there's a chat on here, but I was freaking out. I was thinking, oh my god, did I just kick myself off the air? But no, luckily I didn't close out Google Chrome completely. I did it. Oh my god, what the fuck is my dog barking at? God. Oh my god, my dog's barking and driving me insane. The wind blows and she barks, but no, I thought I'd closed out my... I thought I'd disconnected from the air, but I went to get back in, and I'm still signed in, and the server's still up, and... I checked my client here that I used to connect, and it's still connected and showing me just babbling along, and I'm still connected and still alive. So that's my freak out. I feel like Howard. Remember that? I don't even remember that private parts when Howard Stern's at that. What the hell was that? I think people are. I think I got some. People are knocking on my door. It's probably. Probably my wife and daughter. Oh man. Okay. So. My daughter's crying. Hang on a second. Let me mute this. I'll be right back. Sorry, guys. I need to take a quick break. I will be right back. I don't have any music, but just hang tight, okay? I'll be right back. All right, I'm back, guys. If anybody's still listening, I apologize. Had to take care of some business there real quick, but I'm back. If anybody's didn't have any time to get a song or anything played, but I am back. I'm on the air. I don't know if I was in the middle of a point or not, but I had a slight emergency. I had to take care of real quick. It's okay. I'm not gonna talk about it. It's over with. It's done. I'm back on the air. Just let me go ahead and make sure that I'm okay. I'm back online and we are good to go. I may try to edit some of that out because that was a pretty long silence there, and I apologize. I'm going to throw a message out here on Twitter real quick and just make sure that. Okay, I'm just going to put a message out there. Okay, I'll put that back out there and threw a message out there on Twitter. But yeah, I had an emergency to take care of, and we're back. It's a terrible tech show. That had not happened before. So we'll see if we get our listeners back for we'll see if I get our listeners back for that one. Hopefully get some of you guys back. I am still on the air. It's terribletechshow.wordpress.com. Get all your information there. And I'm on Skype, chris.mcmanamy, or search for Terrible Tech Show, and you'll see my ugly mug smiling like a goofy bastard. It's me and my mix hat, my awesome Cardinals gear. So hit me up on Skype if you want to talk, say what's up, tell you my show sucks ass, whatever. I think I was talking about Back of Exec. I bitched out Symantec and told them what the problem they had with Server 2012, and of course that poses a problem because Microsoft does not put out Small Business Server anymore, and we have to load, you know, we got customers that don't, you know, the small businesses, you know, I'm sure some of you out there can understand, you know, small businesses, they're not Fortune 500 companies. They don't have 40 members IT. I think I mentioned that earlier, but, they only have one server, and Microsoft's really pushing the cloud, and they're really hammering home this Server 2012 Essentials with Office 365. They're pushing their cloud product. I get that. I understand that, and I support it. When you got, you know, businesses trying to rely, you know, back up their stuff, you need something that'll work. But I know Backup Exec is an industry standard, but I absolutely hate it, especially after this. And I know Microsoft changed their disk layout for Server 2012. They changed the way they handle disk drives. And of course, I think Backup Exec is catching up with that, but that's the file level backups, and I think they suck. So I'd rather deal with like Aperture or even Datto. Datto's a really good backup because they provide all the hardware. You just have to pay for the Datto device plus the offsite subscription. It's all bundled right there. And that was the one problem I had with Aperture was with Aperture, you got to provide your own hardware, whether it's a usually they like a NAS. They recommend a NAS, or you could do some kind of storage share somewhere else, and then provide your own. And then you got to jump through all kinds of hoops to get offsite replication set up to like a remote core or whatever. And that was a pain in the ass. But block level backups are compatible with anything. And I know like this one I've been working on recently with trying to do some disaster recovery testing with a Datto backup, and it works with Server 2012. No problems. So that's what I don't understand. If the data, you know, if all these other vendors can handle them, why can't the most commonly used vendor handle it? They're not even dealing with this. They're dealing with files. I just don't get it. I don't understand. And I'd like to thank my listener that's in right now. I can actually view my one. I have one listener. I'd like to thank you, whoever you are out there. I'm still going to have this up for download. I may just leave it as is because I've never edited anything in my life. It just may be that long gap of like 15 or 20 minutes, however long I was away on my emergency. That's still going to be there. Oh well. I wonder if we could just chalk it up to technical difficulties or something. Whatever. I don't care. Trying to see if there's anything else I want to talk about. Went through my personal stuff with my dad, which I've been meaning to go through that for weeks now, and I know it's a little bit, you know, I don't know if it's too late, but and I know it's not Father's Day, but oh well. And I went through my meltdown that I had this week, and crazy customers and all that, and I went through my semantic rant, and I'm just trying to see if there's anything else going on. I think last week I talked about Samsung releasing the Galaxy S. Yeah, Samsung releasing the Galaxy S4. See, I don't remember. I need to do this on a more weekly basis, I think, because I can't remember what I did for one show the next. I don't write anything down. Yeah, my show prep is non-existent. It's basically me coming on the air and just saying whatever I want. And okay. I'm looking through any notes I may have had. I use OneNote a lot religiously, especially for work, and I found a page here. It's my personal notebook, and there is a page that says podcast, and I look on it, and it just has my RSS feed on it, so I figure that's also only delete that. But yeah, I saved to my SkyDrive, and I just absolutely love it. That's about the only thing. That's the only thing I save for the use of SkyDrive for is my my OneNote. I don't know. I don't even know what I really want to talk about anymore. I had all this stuff in my head. Like I probably write this stuff down. Let's see here. Oh. Here's something I could talk about: iPhone and Samsung Galaxy. They're all these button heads. Looks like the iPhone 5 is deemed the most hate. This is on BGR. This is on Boy Genius Report. There's an article here. It says iPhone 5 deemed most hated smartphone. Galaxy S4 is the most loved smartphone. Wow. Let's see here. Looks like they compared the iPhone 5, Galaxy S4, the Nokia Lumia 920, which is I've actually seen that phone. That's a Windows 7 or Windows 8 phone, and it's pretty slick. I have to say it's very impressive. I just seen it in the store. I've never actually, I'm sure if anybody's out there got a Windows phone, tell me about it. If you like it, hate it, whatever. Looks like, the Nokia Lumia 920 and then BlackBerry Z10. Holy shit. that BlackBerry Z2 should be like 99.99% hated. Looks like, let's see, 20% of the posts discussing the iPhone 5 were complaints. Let's see, 18% complained about the Z10, 15% complained about the Nokia Lumia 920, and 11% of posts. Wow. So yeah, that's interesting. People like the S4, and I don't blame them. I like the S4 too. I got a tweet here from, Joe, thank you, Evernote. Have I ever tried Evernote? You know what? I have not tried Evernote. Basically, the thing I run into is software compatibility, because we all use OneNote, and I'm sure it's probably very compatible. I've heard of it. I may try that out. I may see how that works, because I know the problem we run into is everybody on our project team uses OneNote, but they're all independent OneNotes, and when you try to share a OneNote, it causes synchronization problems and errors, and it's just a big mess. So I've heard of it. I have not tried it. I may check out Evernote. Thanks, Joe. I will definitely check out Evernote sometime. But I think right now, just because it's consistent across the board, we all use OneNote, and I am a creature of habit. So I can't tell you how many different notepads or little tabs I have in my own notebook, because I just take notes from random projects. Though, I mean, I can tell you my active stuff, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I got 12. And then I got another group of notebooks, another group of pages within notebooks called Finished Projects and Waiting. And that list is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. That's probably like 60 finished projects. And then I got another one for a project I'm waiting on, so I can keep everything separate. But I got a lot of stuff already in OneNote. Now, if it transitions to Evernote, that's great. I may check that out. So, yeah, I'll definitely keep that in mind. I wanted to bring up one other thing as far as applications go. I had recommended yesterday. I caught a conversation on Twitter where I think it was Jack Stiefel and my buddy John on there. Jay August, I think, or something like that. I forget. What the hell's his name? Yeah, he's gonna kill me. Jay August 813. I think he was looking at. I was telling him about Twitter apps. Oh, excuse me. And I was like, man, if you have an Android, Falcon Pro. That is it. That is the end all be all. That is the most awesome app. It's got push notifications, whatnot. It's got everything. So, come to find out, that app is no longer in the store. I felt so bad because I told him, I was like, yeah, I got it on my Samsung Falcon Pro. Awesome Twitter app. I think I paid a couple of bucks for it, but it was worth it. It's got the interface is awesome. I can put all my navigation buttons at the bottom where they should be, especially on a large screen phone. You don't want to have to stretch. If you got small hands and you got like a Galaxy S3, you want to be able to get your thumbs at the top of the phone easily. But luckily on this app, you can take all, like, where you got your timeline, your mentions, your messages, you can take that navigation and move it to the bottom. So that way you're right there, you got no problems, it's easy to navigate, you scroll through, and then all your composed message and everything's at the bottom. However, I did some digging last night and found out that you cannot, I guess the application developer had to pull his app from the market because of Twitter's, user authentication token limit. I don't know how he reached it, but apparently he did. Ooh, that's good. Let's drink my daughter's water. Oh, water's good. Water. Because I ran out on mine. So, yeah, that's... yeah, that's that. So he pulled it from the market. Existing users are fine with Falcon Pro. And new users, I don't know. If anybody wants the APK, I can see if I can extract it from my phone. And I'll throw it somewhere, maybe on my Google Drive or something. If anybody wants it to try it out, I could probably extract the APK file. Because that's all it is. It's an APK file. That's that. What else do we got? AT&T selling your private data. Oh, imagine that. Everybody sells everybody's data. I mean, really, how is that any shocker? I wouldn't be surprised even if you turn that off. How some of these companies can still, view your data. Somebody's viewing it somewhere. That is no big shock. My throat's dry. Oh, me babbling. I'm trying to see if there's anything else I wanted to talk about. I'm trying to get a lab together so I can pass this daunting VCP certification. It's on my still on my to-do list. It is the VCP, the VMware Certified Professional. I took the test twice and failed at both times. I studied my butt off and got the books and took the labs and exams. And of course, the problem is the practice exams they give you, it's like remembering values and very, very factual things about vSphere and vCenter, storage DRS and vMotion and networking and other storage. And when you take the test without, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this or not, but I think as long as I don't give any specific material out, I think I'll be okay. But all these tests are very situational. as in they give you situations and you have to figure out, you know, it's like, okay, what could you do for the next three steps? Or why did this not work? Or you have this host and this fails. How can you troubleshoot it? Or, I mean, just things like the very, very generic. I'm trying to be very, very generic because I can't give any answers to, you know, I signed a paper as like, I can't give any exact test material. It's a non-disclosure agreement with VMware. I can't give that up. But that's why I failed it, because I mean, it's a complete curveball. It seems like the same test I took was harder the second time that I took the first time. So it was a very, very hard test. And I figured if I can build a lab with a couple of you know, used hosts from somebody, and I even told our guys, I was like, if you guys got any old hosts, send them my way. I need to build a lab. So that way I can purpose the whole point of building a lab, and I'm sure, you know, Joe, I know you know this, but for those of you who download this, know when you build a lab, what is the first thing you want to do when you get a lab? Purposely break it. You purposely break something in your lab so that way you can see why it broke, how do you troubleshoot it, how do you fix it, and then break it again a different way. And just, you know, being able to manipulate a lab environment, because you know you can't do that kind of stuff on a production environment, because that's how you end up searching for a new employer. You don't, because that was even offered to me to you know, it's like, oh, we're building this here, but I was like, no, that's customers. They got to get that on site, and I'm not gonna have time. And then somebody's like, oh, we can turn this on in the data center. I was like, no. I'm not messing anything in our production environment and causing any kind of problems. No way. I refuse. I'm not touching. I'm not going into our data center. I'm not, you know, manipulating anything on that. I'm not messing with it, because I'm not causing an issue for service or for the customer. Because if I'm in there playing, screwing around with the production environment, I'm in deep doo-doo, considering I know better. So I figured I'll just wait until we get some old hardware from a customer or something, like maybe an old SAN. That's a big thing. It's like I need to, basically what I'll do is take, you know, a couple of servers, a couple of, you know, relatively, I'll say new, not old servers, but new-ish servers, and maybe an old SAN that, you know, customer upgraded. Is I'll take that and just build VLANs and, you know, configure SAN, and I know how to install ESXi on a host. I know how to do that. That's easy. And just go through the process of vCenter, even though I know how to set up vCenter and attaching hosts. And of course, with vSphere, you get the license for 60 days. And I wanted to be able to just set up my own lab from scratch and configure it and play with all, because I get all the different options for 60 days. That'd be plenty of time for me to just build it and explore all the, you know, things that we don't have, because we don't have any customers that have storage control, IO control. Nobody has that. That is an Enterprise Plus feature. I think we have it in our data center, but we don't use it. I just wanted to use it. So that would give me an opportunity, and I'm hopefully we get something very soon, because I need to get back, you know, it's like ride a bike. I can do VMware stuff. In fact, I got to train one of our team members. I got to show him how to, you know, set up. I'm getting better on the SAN, you know, storage area network, getting better on configuring SAN and, of course, VLANs. I'm still a little green, but I understand the concepts now, finally. I finally understand VLANs. And, of course, there's HP's definition of VLANs. And then there's Cisco's definition of VLANs. you got your access ports and trunk ports. And then with HP, well, Cisco's access and trunk. And with HP, it's tagged and untagged. Because when they mean trunk, they mean LACP, which is two or more ports aggregated together and they're trunked. What Cisco defines as a trunk is multiple VLANs on the same port. And then, of course, Cisco's access port is one VLAN and only one VLAN per port. And that's what Cisco would call untagged, because it's saying, okay, it's this VLAN, no matter what, on this interface is untagged. So it's not identifying that traffic going across that VLAN, so it's just that default VLAN. But when you tag port, you know, when you tag packets on a VLAN, when you set your ports, like, all right, I want to tag VLAN 30, 50, 60, 70, and then I want untagged 10. So basically you're saying if it's not, you like, if you set your device or whatever, like, for instance, storage, like VMware iSCSI, you have 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, I want that port to see all those VLANs. So, you know, it's fine. You know, you tag those ports so that way that traffic destined for those VLANs goes to it's routed, it's sent appropriately. But if all the untagged, so and everything else will just be the default VLAN 10 or 1 or whatever. Usually it's 1. 1's the default VLAN. Usually you can set your default to be whatever you want. You know, set your native VLAN. You know, it's not native, it's default. You can set your default VLAN, whether it's 1, 10, 100, whatever. But yeah, that's I understand VLANs. Oh, I got distracted for a minute. I was listening to something going on in the other room. But that's VLANs. VLAN 101. It's easier said than done, especially when you have to integrate it into somebody else's network. But yeah, that's your default VLANs. Usually one. It's one, and then you know, you got your other VLANs. You know, it's like your access or untagged. And it's also nice if you know that you, even with like an access port or an untagged port, you can, if you just have one VLAN you want on that port, like if you have a device that say, okay, I want this device on this IP address, but I know it's not going to any other VLAN except for like VLAN 1000 or whatever. It's like, I want VLAN 1000 on this port only. You can set it as untagged for that VLAN or an access port if you have a Cisco switch. You could set it to that VLAN if you want. And I know people are loving this VLAN talk, but this is a tech show. This is a tech show. We talk about VLANs and all kinds of awesome stuff and SANs and all that fun stuff. Let's see if we got anything going on Skype. Nope, doesn't look like a whole lot. Doesn't look like much is going on out there. Hopefully I didn't put Joe to sleep out there. I know Joe's listening. Thank you, sir. I see you're still there. I'm at an hour. Wow. Hour and a half. Whole lot of nothing. I may wrap this up eventually, and I think UFC fights are tonight. So I may go ahead and wrap this up. Kind of getting tired here, and thank you for listening. And I'll get this up on Podomatic, and I'll put it in the archives. If you go to terribletechshow.wordpress.com, it's got everything there. You can get the archives. You can hit the Podomatic to subscribe to the podcast. It has everything on the site, and you know, follow me on Twitter, spread the word. Tell your friends, pirate the show, whatever, distribute it, whatever. If you want to get it out there, I may try to do this on a more weekly basis, but we'll see. I am signing off. I am signing off of Skype right now. Sign out. Boom. I am done. This has been another interesting episode of the Terrible Tech Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. I am out of here. See you later. Bye.